WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach. I'm Ann Kennedy, president of Outlines Venture Group and author of Global Search Engine Marketing. I'm here with my partner at Outlines and co-founder of both Moz and Breadproofed. Together, we are serial entrepreneurs helping online launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. Find out more at outlinesventure.com. Hi, Jillian. What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about blockchain today. It's the conversation du jour, and it seems like everyone wants to see how to leverage this phenomenon to build a new, exciting company. So today we're going to chat with somebody who is a startup founder who's actually building a consumer-faced company leveraging blockchain. Alexis Williamson is the CEO and founder of Life.Cafe. Life.Cafe is a guided personal action plan app with peer-to-peer funding for your personal goals. So I'll let Alexis talk all about it. Welcome, Alexis, to CEO Coach.
Oh, thank you both so much for having us on. I'm excited to talk about this today with everyone.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about Cafe, and then we'll talk all about how it's powered and what you're leveraging.
Yeah,
Life would be consumer thing, right? Tell us what the consumers do at Life Cafe.
Yeah, we are a consumer product. We are guided peer-funded action plans. So we connect the right user to the right vendor at the right time with spending power so that they could actually achieve their goals in life. So that's kind of a big idea of what we do, but we do it very simply by step-by-step guided funded action plans. And it includes expert guidance along the way, which is really unique. You're not just doing a Google search. You're having experts in the industry of whatever it is you're hoping to achieve leading you along the way. And then our vendor acquisition, in terms of the, you know, we avoid some of the issues when you're trying to plan an event where like advertising, pop-up ads and all of that can be very distracting when you're trying to focus on what it is you need to achieve. And we enable kind of a stress-free planning on our app.
I have a question. Okay. Just can you give us a couple of quick examples of the kind of thing that I, as a consumer, might want to do on your Life Cafe?
Definitely. The initial uses of a Life Cafe include wedding planning, starting a business, buying a home, even travel and honeymoon, things that have a lot of different steps. And of course, you know, the more that we know about you, meaning Life Cafe learns about you, your preferences, your cultural background, it creates a very dynamic action plan specific to you and your goals and what you're hoping to achieve.
Okay, so how does that work? I mean, the promise of the web is the personalization, right? Mm-hmm. Getting rid of the irrelevant ads, as you said, and only focusing on what's really needed and so on. And yes. The fear of the web is its personalization. It knows an awful lot about you. How does it know, and what does it do with it? And is it becoming its own entity, right? So in this sense, Life Cafe is engaged in exactly that. So tell me, how, now let's get a little bit behind the scenes, how does Life Cafe learn about what its engaged users are doing over time?
Yeah, that is definitely, it's a double-edged sword, right? You know, and something consumers now are very aware of. How is my information being used? Am I being targeted? These are all things that none of us want. And so at Life Cafe, we really started when we began our platform to make sure that it was something that could be used anywhere in the world and that it was the user's needs first. So everything in Life Cafe is really coming at this problem that we're all facing. Instead of being targeted, we reverse it and we have users first. So if you want to reach out to somebody, you do it on your terms. So you don't have all the advertising blocking your view or not showing you all the results. So what our system does is it makes it very simple, and just with a few quick questions along the way at key milestones and moments when you're planning things, experts are saying, okay, people aren't asking this question, so let's ask them a question at this moment so that their search results for what they need to connect to local resources available to them are the right questions and guiding them along the way. And of course, we don't always know. We're not experts. If we're planning, of course, first time, or necessarily done this before. So to have that expert guidance right from the beginning helping you with the search, it puts the user in control of where they want to go.
Okay, so how in the back end, right, does learn about its users? Let's use an example. Somebody logs on and they want to, let's say, start a business.
Yes.
Okay. So who is it that manages, and how do you connect them to these pros?
Absolutely. So we use a combination of machine learning with expert advice. So we've really, a part of our proprietary software that we've created to achieve this is very unique. So once you log in, we have experts who've input information at key times, what they would ask. If I were sitting around the kitchen table talking to someone, if I was in a coffee shop with coordinator or planner, some expert that's guiding me in what I'm trying to achieve, there's certain questions that are like the A to Z of every industry. So when you're buying a home, there's a certain list of things that need to happen. And those professionals walk you along kind of the 101 of their industry. So we take that information combined with where you are in the process, and we ask you those questions as you go along. And we're able to pair the right information, tips, education along the way, and then allow you the freedom to connect with the local resources that fit what you're looking at that moment. So the key component to what our system does is bringing in the relevance to the user at the moment that they're looking for something, or the moment that they need to be asking something to get a better result.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, experts have already been acquired, if you will, by the platform. You've reached out to the expert and said, you want to be on this platform? And these are the folks who have provided you with these basic questions that need to be asked and resolved in order to get the job done. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have the leading experts in each of these industries, which is why we'll be rolling out industries and different events over time, because we have a whole research department that handles just that. They're reaching out with the experts. They're finding what those questions are that people need to be searching, they need to be asking, and at the right time when that's applicable. But we're not removing the value of working with these experts. We're actually just speeding up the process of information and education along the way, so that when you do connect with an expert, the user is on the same page, and it really creates for a better experience with the user working with those professionals and working with the products and looking for the products that are the best fit for them.
So you are connecting vendors with and consumers, right? Consumers who are, for example, building a business with the vendors they require to do so. Attorneys, accountants, real estate agents, if it's a Main Street business or it needs office space and so on. Is that correct?
Exactly. We connect the right vendors for that person based on the preferences that they've shared with Life Cafe, and all of those stay private and internal. They're not sold, so they can feel very secure and safe on our platform planning their life events.
Okay. But the vendor must have already agreed to work with you in order to be then connected with that consumer. So vendors have to reach to you first, or you have to, at the beginning, reach out to them.
So in terms of the guidance, we have the experts who put in the information, and that's where machine learning connects their tips and information at the right moment to the user. However, when you're reaching out, as you said, to find local experts and vendors, we've auto-filled that worldwide. So instead of, it kind of solves our chicken and the egg problem as a startup. You know, if we had to go out and find worldwide all of these vendors in each category, it would take quite a long time. So our system already searches for the user based on what they're looking for and connects them with local vendors with us. They have a basic listing.
Got it. Okay. So you're not restricting the consumer to work with the people who have helped you answer these questions, for example. You're opening it as if it were a Google search to any and all in the local region, but you are then restricting it geographically for the consumer so they don't have irrelevant advertisements, if you will, or irrelevant listings. If I'm opening a Main Street business in New York, I don't need to hear about those in Los Angeles or in London. So I get that. General search kind of that already, right? It localizes your results?
Yes, it localizes it. However, search is also heavily based on combining the relevancy of the search mixed with paid advertising. And what we're doing is the integrity of our system. We do not prioritize your search results based on paid advertising. We prioritize it based on relevancy. And that is different from what Google does.
Got it. Okay.
We have to take a break now. Fascinating discussion. But before, when we come back, I was hoping you might talk a little bit about how blockchain fits into this, because I have been longing to hear more about consumer applications for blockchain. So if you'd think about that and come back to us, we're going to take a break now for our sponsors. This is CEO Coach, and we'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them.
Visit www.catholiccharitiesusa.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content.
Hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. We're talking today with Alexis from La Fe. In our first segment, we talked about how machine learning is used and leveraged Life.Cafe to gather all of over the world in a specific series of, if you will, goals or life events, such as getting married or building a residence or launching a company and so on, an expanding number of major projects that you might want to achieve in your lifetime. And once that's done, the system then users with the vendors who can serve them, localizing things, not based on advertising, all kinds of nuances in there. And I'm sure we could talk about that forever. But we also have time to talk about blockchain. So Alexis, tell us, how do you employ blockchain in the process of this service? Because there was that little bit that says you can also offer fund network.
Yeah, we are super excited about how we've really blockchain fit into our business model. So our peer-to-peer buying power is what we refer to it in our system so that we can actually help people fund their events. So what that does is it takes the ancient funding model of lending circles, something that's been tested and proven and still works all over the world today. It was important for us that we found a model that would be global and would work worldwide. And lending circles definitely have achieved that for thousands of years. And we're applying the modern tool of blockchain to really speed up and create an even more efficient way of applying that proven lending circle model and bringing it in, you know, to the present current technology.
Okay, so explain then. Tell us how you're leveraging blockchain, because I think what you said is you're developing a cryptocurrency.
So our system works with or without a cryptocurrency. So the nice thing is that the user, no matter where they are in the world, some countries obviously do not yet employ or permit the use of some of the cryptocurrency. And we want to be global. So it was important to us to find something that we could service everyone in the world. And blockchain allows us to do that without a cryptocurrency. And the blockchain allows us to make sure the right resources, the right funding is getting to the right at the moment that they to achieve whatever that purchase is, whether that is for a vendor service or, you know, a product that's found within our system. And blockchain allows that efficiency to connect and to make sure the resources are in the right place at the right time. And the currency is, I would say, more of our Federal Reserve portion to the funding to make sure that all of our loans are secure and backed and have that stability. And that's, as you know, ICO is a very separate market, and there are people who may, you know, just want to be involved in that side of the business. But what we do with Life Cafe is being able to empower the users to have that buying power with just paying a monthly subscription through our application.
So I'm kind of new to cryptocurrency and still trying to get my head around it. Where do you actually get the money from?
So in a lending circle, traditionally, there's definitely, you have to think of it in terms of, in a traditional lending circle, the general idea is that people put in a certain amount of money at a certain amount of time. So let's say over 10 months, we have a birthday fund, and each of us puts in a certain amount, $100 every month. So it acts somewhat as one person gets to pull that, you know, $1,000 out of the pool, because at any given time, all of us have paid our part. And so really, that's where the timing comes in, that if we all pay a small part and the money is all pooled together, or that buying power is all pooled together, which is how it works in our system, then one user can pull all that, even though they only, you know, paid in 1 month or 2 months, it doesn't really make a difference. And so that's really the concept of how the blockchain works in our system, that we are speeding up that process. You don't have to know the 10 people you're involved with. You don't have to set up a campaign like other peer-to-peer loans online and have to spend time marketing it and selling it, so to speak, to convince people to put money into what you're trying to achieve. This allows us anonymously and globally to leverage where the resources are going. And that's really what blockchain allows us to do. The cryptocurrency is, again, just a backing of the system. So that is really more acting like where the money is backed. So let's say if people weren't able to pay back, you know, it's there for that risk.
So allow my unfamiliarity with this or my learning curve, just one more question. Yes. How do you guarantee that the money gets paid back?
So the money gets paid back, it's a software subscription. So just like in Salesforce, you know, you pay a certain price for that subscription. And one of the components to the software, if you want to turn it on, is buying power. So we have a software license, and we would be able to enforce that agreement with us having a software subscription with us. That's one legal way. But the reality of it, as you know, is that the buying power has to be covered. And so the money that is definitely raised from the ICO and other investors acts as that risk mitigation to make sure that it's always backed. So we have those reserves on hand. We're not lending out, obviously, more than what we have on hand and able to really back all of the buying power.
So what is your default rate?
You know, default rate is not something, because we haven't launched, I could really speak to at this point. But it's there isn't really a way to numerically like throw out a number. However, every banking system, every loan, has that built in. And so it's no different from the bank. If we were all go to the bank today and pull out money, the money wouldn't be there for everyone, the money that's in their account. So that's why we always say, kind of to make it a little bit easier to understand, the Federal Reserve is so important for backing the money that is in the bank, so that if everyone were able to go and mass pull out, they would have some backing security there. And that's really what our ICO is part of, is creating that backup.
Okay. So if you raise capital using then ICO, folks, is initial coin offering, that means you have created currency. This is outside any federal currency, either US or UK or anybody else in the world. Mm-hmm. So what you're indicating is that your currency will be translatable, if you will, cashed across borders into other currencies if and when needed to back up any loan that might not be repaid.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to describe what our ICO is in part for. It is really empowering the backup to that risk mitigation, as well as empowering us to have arbitrage for the company to invest into more life events and to really help the consumers. So we can grow together and we can lend more. We could help people achieve more successes. And what's very different, I think, what really people need to kind of frame shift on, that when bank, that's money. You know, they write a check and then you really don't interact the lender and the borrower at that point. What's unique about our system is that we are guiding them through the steps to achieve those goals. They're using it within our system. It's not a blank check written and then we never hear from them. And I think that's a little bit of a for people to get their minds around, and a very important one, because part of the risk mitigation that interest rates are putting on it is that they trust you to not run off with the money. Part of mitigation is that we know and are very involved with you in how you're spending it and at what time you're spending it. And we can turn that buying power off at any time. So that also allows us to mitigate a lot of risk in other ways utilizing blockchain.
So you're indicating essentially, I think, that rather than simply adding an interest rate, which covers that risk of some folks not paying back or all of it back, you're saying your involvement, the very fact that your consumers continue to engage with pros, with the Q&A, with the kind of keeping of the calendar and meeting their goals along the way, means that you cannot just fund, say, gee, I'm going to give you $1,000, but rather you're going to give them $200 and then another 50, and then there'll be 300 and something, depending on the stage they're in completing this project. Is that right?
100% correct. It is definitely taking in consideration their buying and planning cycle. And that is so unique and what really makes us stand apart. And many VCs and many incubators are aware of the power and the success rate when you are able to guide and work with people on achieving their goals. You don't just write them a check as an investor and then, you know, hope it goes well. And so this is kind of, I think, a very similar comparison to really giving the guidance and helping them along the way, which ensures and their success of the funds and make sure it gets to them in the time they need it.
That's fascinating. We do have to take another break for our sponsors, but after we come back, perhaps you would like to tell us a little bit about what caused you to found this company in the first place. And we, in our final few minutes of the show, your experiences as a startup founder. This is CEO Coach, and we'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
St. Jude continues to advance by increasing cure rates in childhood cancer. And donors are important to us because you get the feeling that you have a team behind you. When it comes to research and advancements, there are some things that only we can do because we have the resources and we have the focus. And so if St. Jude doesn't do it, who will?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We've been talking today about startups with Alexis Williamson, who founded Life Cafe, a blockchain-powered app to help people achieve their life goals, which I also now know are for major life events. So, Alexis, what led you to build Life Cafe? What's the story?
Absolutely. Well, I always saw the potential of implementing technologies to make our lives easier. I mean, I think that's the end goal that we all see in technology in general. I had originally hired my now CTO and COO, my CTO David Snelling and COO Ron Perry, who had their own VR startup. And that was a couple years ago. And I had hired them to apply new technology to really create a more personalized shopping and planning experience with professionals leading the way. And as we work together, like anything, you need to have a good team. It felt very natural working with them, and they immediately saw my vision and where we could take this approach together. And we really together developed then Life Cafe, a much better way to guide people with custom action plans and the buying power to improve the experience in a much more efficient way. And I think give an integrity to our guidance system that didn't leave us dependent upon advertising dollars. And that's really allowed us to do what we were all passionate about, which is helping people.
That's interesting. So you used essentially the blockchain, the lending service, and the machine learning to free yourselves from the advertising model.
Absolutely. And that's really where we're going to be quite disruptive, because we can stand by our integrity and what we're saying we're doing and have the revenue sources to be able to follow through.
So, Ann, you had a couple of questions about how they put the whole team together. Why don't you dig in there a little bit as we have a few moments left?
The first one I'm dying to ask is, you've talked about your CTO team that you brought in. So how's the labor divided? Which of you is the wizard and which is the executor? There's always overlap, but who of you leans one way or the other more?
Oh, 100%. David is our CTO, would be the wizard. I think our team, we understand our strengths, and he would fill that role very well. And our COO is definitely Ron Perry, the executor. All four founders have experience in running companies, of course, and marketing, and even with technology. So, you know, we are aware of the language we all have, but those two, I think, fit that bill, and naturally, that's who they are.
That's great. So, another question for the company in 2 years.
Yes.
What will the book about Life.Cafe say when it's written?
Well, we definitely see Life Cafe as a household name worldwide in 10 years by then. From the beginning, we had a vision to not be focused only on the U.S. market, but to be global from when we went public on day one. So our vision is to be a vital, I would say, every marketplace where people are using our site directly, or if they're using to improve their experience as a corporate partner with their own white label of our software. We see this as a very effective and to engage and improve the customer experience in many different industries.
So being global would lead me to think that you'd be published in producing the app in a number of different languages. Is that accurate, or are you sticking to English?
Oh, absolutely. We have already built that into our system in terms of natural languages, where it can be used in language worldwide. So it does adapt to your browser's set language, and definitely we've had some testing going on and had very good results with the testing that we've shared out. So our translation seems to be working very well. And of course, along the way, can always be tweaked by experts in our research department who are locally based to ensure that those language nuances and linguistics are really working well for each region all over.
So I find that fascinating. You actually are using the local browser to tell you what language to put your system stuff. So sadly, we've come to the end of our time. It's always unhappy when this happens, particularly when we have such a great interview as yours, Alexis. So I just want to say thank you for joining us on CEO Coach.
Oh, thank you both for having me. We're very excited and look forward to hopefully speaking with you guys more about all the things that we're going to be doing.
Alexis, before we leave, can you share with the audience how do they get in touch with you?
Definitely. You can go to our website, life.cafe. That is not life.com. That's life.cafe. And we have a very active Facebook page and groups that are starting now pre-launch. And definitely you can go there for exciting announcements and be one of the first people to use it as soon as we launch.
Fantastic. Do we have a moment for some tips, Anne?
We have got just barely a moment. Be quick.
Okay, your top tip, Alexis, for someone who wishes to launch a company in the blockchain sector. There are things that, again, the world has never seen before, and you're running such a company. What would be your top tip to any entrepreneur considering getting into this sector?
I would say be true to your business model. Know what you are trying to achieve. Blockchain is a tool that fits great, but don't make yourself fit to blockchain. It's really important that the integrity of what you're trying to do is there and first, because blockchain is just one of the many tools that Life Cafe uses, and there'll always be a new technology. So stay true to your vision and how you're going to change the world and go from there.
Be true to your business model. Blockchain has to fit you, not the other way around. And with that, I think we need to say bye.
Yep, that's it for this week. It's Coach. We thank our producers at Webmaster for their support. You can download these shows at webmasterradio.fm/shows/CEO-coach. You can also download them at iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other places around the web. You'll find links and more on our Facebook page, which is called CEO Coach Podcast. Stop by and hit the like button so we will know you were there, and tell us what you'd like to hear about on CEO Coach. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ann Kennedy with Jillian Music, and you can find out more about how we help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next time.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.